Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 27th chapter. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You have said so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the feast the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him, and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit on him, and took the reed, and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe, and put his own clothes on him, and led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to carry his cross. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Gary Lampe from Mount Olive Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri.
Dear friends in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, today's scripture reading presents us with what we might refer to as a panoramic view of how a voice can be employed. We would do well to briefly look at each of them. To begin with, there's the voice of the Jewish crowd. This partisan voice desired the death of Jesus. Nothing less would do. They would not settle for anything less than seeing the most cruel of deaths, death on a cross. Surely this is not the voice that represents the entire Jewish nation. Rather, this voice was made up of the Jewish religious leaders and their hand-picked favorites. Left with the choice of a known criminal or Jesus, they chose the criminal. What a sad lot indeed. And there's the voice of one Pontius Pilate. From a strictly secular point of view, this man held all the cards. He knew very well why Jesus was in front of him. Pure envy on the part of the crowd. He knew that Jesus had done nothing wrong. And with his voice, Pilate could have set 600 soldiers into motion to get away the crowd. But no. Rather, Pilate uses his voice again and again to cut a deal that would appease everyone. In the end, that didn't happen. The voice of Pilate sent an innocent man to death. Finally, there's the silent voice of the master. if there was ever an opportunity to speak one's mind. Jesus certainly had that opportunity. And yet the voice of Jesus remained silent. Employing his voice would have gained Jesus nothing. More than likely, using his voice would have incited both Pilate and the Jewish partisans. In reality, remaining silent drives home Jesus' innocence. Jesus' silence was an integral part of obtaining our salvation. Now let's ask ourselves a soul-searching question. Which voice are we? Are we ready to admit that because of our sinful human nature, at any given time we could well be either the voice of the Jewish crowd or that of Pilate? Sure, there are times when we desire to speak our mind and say things the way they really are. Yes, we desire to set the record straight. Yes, we desire to have the last word. We desire to get even with those who would do us wrong. There are also times when we play both ends against the middle. We desire to cut a deal one way or the other. Again, I say, rest assured that as we search our hearts, we will fall into each of those two areas with regularity. For those times, we will desire to go to the mercy seat of God and ask for and receive the forgiveness he gladly grants. As we receive that forgiveness, God, in and through word and sacrament, gives us his Holy Spirit. As that Spirit works in our spiritual heart chambers, he gives us the ability to act as Jesus did in the text for today. Yes, as much as we can, we will desire to remain quiet when we are wrongly and falsely accused. That same Spirit will inspire us to pray for those who would seek to do us wrong. Pray that the love that we would have for Jesus would be an integral part of their lives as well. Pray that Jesus would become their worldview as well. Pray that the anger they have would abate, even as it does in our own. As our anger is stilled, may God the Holy Spirit work in us the desire to give the honor and praise to him alone who deserves it, our triune God, the Father who created us, the Son who redeemed us, and the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us. Yes, to him be the glory now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Gary Lampe from Mount Olive Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.